Hamas said it would free Eden Alexander as a goodwill gesture to the United States President Donald Trump, who is visiting the region this week. The release, after four-way talks between Hamas, the US, Egypt and Qatar, could open the way to freeing the remaining 58 hostages held in the Gaza Strip 19 months after Hamas's attack on Israel on October 7, 2023. Let's go back to the Middle East, and the latest assessment of Gaza's hunger crisis suggests the entire population faces a critical risk of famine by the end of September, with 500,000 people facing starvation. The Integrated Food Security Phase Classification describes a significant deterioration from April the 1st to May 10 this year, while also projecting several months forward. It projects 71,000 acute malnutrition cases in children aged 6 to 59 months by September and 17,000 pregnant women needing treatment for acute malnutrition. Israel has been blocking all humanitarian aid and commercial goods from entering the Gaza Strip for more than 10 months. Khan Yunis charity worker Hani Abu Al-Qasim describes the desperate situation at a community kitchen.
After the border closure, now almost 70 days ago, nothing has entered, not even a drop of water, because of the occupation's policy of starving the people here. Hunger has become the norm. It has become the usual. Everyone is feeling it.